Right, let's kick off the show with our market watcher, Maudi Lindzwane, to take a look at how the markets performed today. A very good evening to you, Maudi. Okay.
Thanks for having me to do.
Lovely. So let's start abroad and see how the markets performed there.
Yeah, look, it's all negative. So the US markets coming under a little bit of pressure. In fact, the futures were looking positive in the earlier this morning. And I thought coming back after 2 weeks of being away for 2 weeks, I'm probably coming back to the market, which is going to finish the day positive. But that was not to be. We quickly reversed, you know, those gains, both internationally and, of course, here at home. We came under pressure. There's, you know, that same, you know, negativity that's coming through again. There was a lot of volatility last week, and I think that's coming back. Risk off trade. Gold is the place to be, it seems. I see all the gold shares were up strongly today. But the rest of the market's coming under a lot of pressure. Jeez, the retail sector coming under heavy pressure.
Sure.
The likes of ShopRite, just over 9% down. I mean, that's just massive drop in that particular sector. Lots of pressure that we are seeing. So sentiment continue. I mean, ShopRite dragging the whole sector with it. The likes of Woolies were under a lot of pressure. Pick and Pay, I think, also just over 5% down. So a lot of negativity, unfortunately, and I think it's going to continue for some time.
We'll get into ShopRite in a moment, them having released their results today. But the United States and China flirting has got a lot of people excited there.
Yeah, look, it all just creates this uncertainty. Today, I think, while we started so positive, there were a number of reports coming out saying perhaps those tariffs, they're looking to reconsider, particularly when you look at the tension that's there between the U.S. and the cell phone maker Huawei. They're saying they are basically pushing them forward by about 90 days, sanctions on that company. So that was received as maybe Donald Trump, you know, taking a bit of a softer approach to the whole tension. It's still not clear. He remains Donald Trump, very much unpredictable. And I think for as long as we have these uncertainty, we are going to remain vulnerable as the markets. You know, we're talking about the global economy already. Potentially, we could be going into a recession. We are seeing that bond market confirming that, you know, the future is not looking that good. So I think that a lot of those negativities, those uncertainties, are definitely really worrying for investors. And I'm not, you know, not surprised that we are seeing this kind of pressure. And gold seems to be the place to be.
You alluded to it, ShopRite, the first half not performing so well and coming back and doing relatively well in the second half. Your reading of that?
Yeah, ShopRite definitely was a very dismal first half. There's a slight improvement, especially when you look at it from a South African perspective. But when you look at the rest of Africa, you know, the other markets, Angola remains a big pain. Zimbabwe also remains a big negative for them. And I think it's got to do with the whole, devaluation of their currencies, of those two countries' currencies. Massive declines in those local currencies, and of course it translates into a negative earnings for ShopRite when you translate back into rents. So massive losses, and I think there were some other positives. I think when you look at Ghana not so bad, but I think it remains very much challenged when you look at the rest of Africa's operations. South Africa, you know, slightly better than the first half, but still a weak economy. Yeah, translate into a very negative retail sector.
Add to that, murmurs of a loan with the International Monetary Fund. A lot of South Africans are hot and bothered about that, rightfully so, because you do know the commitments that come with paying back that debt to the IMF.
Yeah, look, history, you know, speaks volume about the countries that have gone and approached the IMF, heavily indebted, the likes of Greece, the likes of Argentina's. Very strict conditions, and I think the IMF loan is something that you want to avoid. In fact, just the dollar denominated or foreign currency denominated country currency loans is something that I think South Africa has managed to avoid, and we currently sit with about, what, I think just less than 10% of our debt is currently held in foreign currencies. And I think that's what has shielded us from the kind of volatility that we've seen with other countries, where if we're issuing more rand-denominated loans, we're not as vulnerable during these volatile times when they have to withdraw or you know the rand depreciates against those foreign currencies where your loans will quadruple, even though you haven't really borrowed an extra. Simply because the rand has depreciated against those currencies, you could actually find yourself paying more. So if there's anything we need to avoid, I think, as a country, is to go there. I don't think we need it, and I agree with the other people that says we don't need it. I think we just need to reform our economy, make sure that we stick to what we've been doing, which is to make sure that we get rid of all these wastages. We continue to focus on growing our economy. And if we do that, we might not need to go back to the IMF.
A debt-free continent, that is definitely what we need. Thank you very much, Maudi Lentswane from Lihumo Investments.